we had a podcast showdown with the folks over at DCP, and even though we ended up losing in one of the craziest tiebreakers ever, I had such a damn good time. It was so much fun. Everyone was going crazy. The Twitch chats were lit. We were all laughing with each other. The shoutcasting was great. And we raised a goddamn ton of money for the kids.
And so much money.
Just a small amount, you know? Just a small amount.
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
You know what? It's weird because we really didn't even have much of a goal. Like the day before the showdown went live, Broman is like, do you guys have a donation goal?
We're like,
and we're like, 10,000. Let's just throw a number out there.
Throw it out there.
We had no real expectation. And we doubled that. Fantastic. We blew way past that. Like it never ceases to amaze me how incredible the Destiny community is.
It was, it ended up at like 18K, right?
Yeah. It was about a little over 18,000, I want to say.
Yeah.
Wow. Nuts. Wow.
I think they were waiting for more e-checks to come in or whatever, because there's a little bit of a delay. But yeah, I was talking to my dad on the phone today, who's a wonderful guy, and he's a big supporter of all the crazy video game shenanigans that I do.
Yeah.
So I called him up, and he was like, oh, hey, tell me about the Destiny thing. Is Destiny 2 out yet? No, Dad, not yet.
Your dad is like, did they announce Destiny 2 yet?
Yeah,
Bungie, fix your game.
I'm like, come on, Dad, I get enough of this shit during the week, man. So I'm like, no, Dad, but we did this cool thing, you know, it was like a fun team versus team thing with these two podcasts. It was like this big fundraiser for the kids. And he was like, oh, that's great. Did you, you know, raise a lot of money, you know, $100, $200 or something? I was like, we raised almost $18,000. He's like, you did what?
Yeah.
What? Like, yeah. Yeah.
I walked downstairs and told my roommate, and he kind of like choked on his orange juice and was just like, what? I had no idea what I was talking about. I was like, yeah, we just did like $18,000.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, I mean, same here. I took my parents out for dinner.
Aww.
After the podcast thing yesterday, and they were like, oh, so did, so I told them I was doing a thing, like, when I called them up, and they were like, oh, so how did your thing go? And like, did you raise some money? And I was like, did we? So I dropped that 18K on them, and they were like, wow, what were you guys doing, like a radio show? And I was like, yeah, it's kind of like a radio show.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
Yeah, people still play that game? People still play that game?
Yeah.
Dead Stinny.
Yes,
that's what his parents said. Oh, 18K for that game? What?
You're
the parents
it's
complain
been 3 years.
More than the community. The parents are like, oh, you're playing that game? I heard it's been X days since the last update. Like, Mom,
I heard it's
some
been
bullshit.
So
as a matter of fact, the first thing my mom said was buff primaries.
That's what she said.
Before even she said.
I think you're fibbing, Link. She must have said, where's Teft?
Yeah, that's what she really is.
No,
we got to the car.
Chat, you can't ask that anymore. We answered the question. We found Teft.
Yeah.
We found him.
So do we want to go through the silliness and the fun that was the showdown? Like a quick little 30,000-foot view?
Yeah, there was quite every round was insanely different and fun and played out quite dramatically in many of the rounds. We started with Clash on Rusted Lands.
Yep.
And
lost that by what, like 5 points?
5 points,
Is the match that is going to haunt me for the rest of my life. match.
We should have won it.
If anyone was recording, I was playing on the Planet Destiny Twitch channel. And we were, so we started the Clash match. And I think for the first half of the game, I want to say, maybe a little bit more, first like three quarters of the game, we were behind. Because our whole strategy was to get the momentum going with a little bit of a super chain, a little bit of Blessing of Light, a little storm transaction.
Oh, yeah.
And then once we got the momentum going, we really started to steamroll. Mm-hmm. And then it was neck and neck. And then maybe the last minute, we took the lead.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, my God, just hold this. Just
as
hold
soon
it.
As we took the lead, the first thing I heard, you're in the lead. And then Father, music to my ears. He was so stressed. Yes. I could hear
and,
it.
Yeah, and they're pushing me in A, and I throw a Nova Bomb down for the double kill. And then I was chased around the corner to get killed. I was like, that's okay. It's a 2v1 trade. I'll take that.
Mm-hmm.
And I respawn up, and I'm like, just chill. It's like, it's literally maybe 10 seconds left.
On yeah, 10 seconds left, we were still in the lead.
I was like, just chill. Let's play the clock. And then at the very end, I think I heard somebody like, yeah, because it was literally we were in the lead
Yeah.
up until the score up until the time
like,
ran out.
Right, and then it was like,
hey,
yes.
They won.
If you watched me on Twitch, I was like... it was like a trade, because I almost took out two, and like two people died and I died, and I sort of thought like, well, that should do it, right? And you know, there was nothing anyone knew who won or who lost until we could actually read the score when it came up. It was
literally the whole last minute when we were in the lead, I had like died right before it, and I just, as soon as I spawned, I was like, nope, I'm just staying in the back. We're in the lead. That's I just stayed you. Back by the freaking water tower. Like, I'm not moving out. Yeah. I'm not going to be the one.
Damn, it was nuts because we were at a deficit for a while. Like, we came when we started that match, a few seconds into it, Holzman's just like, boom, headshot.
Yep.
And I'm just thinking to myself, oh, God.
And, I was like, this is not how we practiced. This was not supposed
this
to happen.
This is not how this was supposed to go. Pat, you're what are you doing? You're supposed to be using a matador. But
Don't you know?
The meta, man. What are you, come on.
What is the sniping?
I called my mom, and she's like, were you using Clever Dragon, you fucking tryhard?
Yes. But once we got our steamroll going, we got things going. We were popping off our supers in tandem. We were getting those combo plays where you guys were building off of the blessings and moving in. And when we finally took that lead, it was just such a clutch moment to take it down into the last 10 seconds of the game. And congrats. I don't even know who died and how they died, but for them to take it back literally in the last second of the game.
Holtzman said that Tefty got a kill and he got an assist on it, and that's what pushed them to the edge.
It was the assist.
See, assists are valuable. Hey, very valuable.
Remember at home, team shots are important.
Yep.
They win. They win. Especially in big matches like that when you get more than three people.
We eventually shook off the sadness.
Yes.
We should have had that match.
That's okay. So we're like, and then next up was
the Sword Hilts.
Yes.
Sword Hilts only.
Which was my time to shine, I gotta say.
And you did.
I did.
Like, you were a freaking sun in that match.
Mega was
just like,
you guys are always doing sweats. I've actually been practicing sword hilts since swords came out. I was in there, doubles, triples, just feeling it.
And that was crazy because we were going back and forth, and it's like, I don't know, something out of like a war movie, like Gladiator with Russell Crowe. You got the barbarians and the Romans, and they clash in the center, and absolutely bananas.
Well, it was hilarious because it was on Anomaly, and we basically moved in two packs.
Yep.
And DCP was up on the rotating platform, and they would all rotate. and then the five of us were like crouch walking down the hall, like through the caves, and you'd like see us go through a door, and then they'd go around the side. And it was just like the silliest thing. And there was only like, you know, four big trades throughout the entire thing because you couldn't, you can't like solo
nobody wanted
someone.
To be the one who pressed and lost.
I just love the spinning thing in the middle of the, they were like a rotisserie chicken just spinning around waving,
just getting cooked. Meanwhile we're sitting there like, Spartans, hilts at the ready.
Put blink on.
They were playing pretty strategically on that though. They kept trying to like bait us all in one direction while they would put one guy out on his own and then flank us with the other four. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it was pretty great, and we were winning. Then they made a comeback. They got the edge, and it was, you know, it was, could go either way. But then there was the huge donation. And that a $10,000 donation.
$10,000.
Someone dove into our Discord chat, and they were like, "You have to stop. We have to come into the thing." There was like a big donation, $10,000. And I just remember being like, "Come on!" Like, they took the lead back, and there's time on the clock. And this is the time when we need to make a comeback. Did you just say $10,000?
Yeah.
Like, we went into the thing. It was like, dude, there's a $10,000. What a champion.
Yeah.
What a legend to donate that kind of money.
Yeah.
To a child. That's just, I can't even wrap my head around it.
We're in the middle of the second match of this thing, the goofiest match you could possibly have with sword hilts. And suddenly, I think Shar just pops into our chat and he's like, yo, stop the match, head to mid. And I'm like, what? And
what happened?
Them all standing on B. So I jump into their chat, and all I hear is $10,000 donation. So what do you mean? Rush into mid, pop in a bubble, and we just turned it into a dance party because we got a $10,000 donation on stream.
Yeah.
For a children's fund, just
I can't believe it.
Blew my mind. I can't believe how generous this community can be sometimes. Yeah. It was an incredible moment. It's probably my favorite moment of the stream.
Yeah,
because we're already in the middle of this goofy match, and then that happens, and we turn it into from a hilt tilt into a Destiny dance off. Everybody's dabbing on B and Anomaly. It was...
No, my favorite moment of it was at the last second of the match when Fallout Nova'd the whole team.
I'm so glad
technically
that
we were in the lead
that.
Because I he did. Can't have yeah, his was... sword hilt elo go down. That's how I felt.
Hey, somebody killed me. I think Holtzman killed me with an incendiary nade.
Yeah, that was when we paused.
Like,
they threw
well,
a grenade
you know
at
what?
Us.
Time to embrace
you
the
You know what?
In the middle of the bubble. It was beautiful. Mm-hmm. It was just a beautiful moment.
It was fun. So then after that was...
We called that one a tie because of the shenanigans, because of all the craziness, right?
What was after Sword Hilts?
Supremacy.
Supremacy,
yeah. Yeah.
Our time to shine.
And
we dominated that one.
Oh, we rolled hard.
We gave hands on Supremacy.
Rolled hard in that Supremacy, man.
Yeah.
Because they were kind of playing medium to long range. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And they were doing pretty good in the kill department, but if you can't go in to get the crest, then, like, what's the point?
Mm-hmm. And, you know, picking up your crest, even though I think they reduced the amount of super energy that picking up crest gives you, if you're constantly doing it with the strategy that we were running,
Ooh,
once we got our supers in tandem, we just steamrolled it.
That train
we went from like,
did not slow down.
Yeah.
Went from like a 2-3 crest lead to like a 15-20.
Yeah. They had us for a bit, but then once like our supers kicked in and we had them chained, like we started to pull up on them. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we took that one. Pretty,
and we got it on our map on Cauldron, which went well. I liked it.
Yes, I did. I enjoyed it. That's a fond moment, a victory for us. It's a fond memory.
Agreed. And then, after that was SRL. Oh, that was good.
Was that a match? It seemed like it was just, three members of Planet Destiny having a leisurely ride.
Brush the dust off. Yeah, dude. Yeah. I thought that DCP was going to come to play. I thought they were going to play to win. And they're fucking ragging on me because they're like, oh, yo, Fallout Tryhard getting on his friend's account. I was like, do you know me?
Yeah.
Do you know who I am?
What he do?
I didn't expect to do well either, but I was right behind you for most of that,
dude,
too.
You were on my radar the entire... I was like, who the fuck is this? I was
sniffing your tail side there.
Yeah.
I didn't talk through the whole. I was just
no. Right? You were so locked in during the whole race. It was hilarious.
I love it.
I was streaming from Crucible Radio, and my chat was just like, "So this is the most intense moment of the entire game," because I was just like,
"The battle between Fallout and Bones." Like, I think
I wasn't
Scott
trying
and
to
I...
beat Fallout. I actually paused. I like slowed down and let up the gas a little bit because I didn't want to bump him on a gate, and I wanted to just be like, all right, I'm the thing to get past.
Yes.
So someone sneaks up on me, and like, it almost happened. Teft came up on me really fast at one point, and then I don't know. I just sort of like narrowly avoided him, and he kind of hit a wall. That was very scary, but that was awesome. And then Story over here sneaking into third place, giving us the the sweep.
I still don't understand it. Yeah. I was in front of you.
I can explain it for you.
Got Shaft and the qualifier.
I can explain it for you.
I slide into third, and the game's like, "Nah, man, you're fourth." What?
Yeah, I can explain the whole thing for you. 400 ping I had. That's how. I was the teleporter of teleporters. I was like Houdini,
bro.
I had my special blink on. So there you go.
Like, I was watching my chat at that moment, and like the moment I pulled through, everybody in chat's like, "Congrats on hitting third, TB."
Yeah.
What happened? You were clearly ahead of him. And then, like,
That was funny the way you reacted to that. But as soon as they picked, because the shoutcasters picked the map.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And Infinite Descent is my best.
Yeah.
I knew we had
it. It was a bad move picking
and
that
they
one
were like,
for
let's
you.
Pick Infinite Descent. And I was like, it's over. I was like, why even bother?
Yeah.
And
they
Holtzman
handed
was
us
like,
that one.
Holtzman was inspecting my gear, and he was like, oh, it's like, he's using, does he not know? And I'm like, I know that the raid sparrow is the fastest. It's high risk, high reward. We're doing a race. I'm not trying to get a record time. I'm using the Red Bull sparrow. And he was like, oh, shit, okay. And then at the beginning of the race, Story and I were kind of like bumping each other like a wee bit up until the first turn when you go inside in that tunnel, and there's that like that yep. arch, the rock arch. And then I like hooked the turn and went ahead, and I was no one came within like 20.
I tapped the brakes as well.
I was watching Story just brakes a little bit. He's like, no, it's not. Yeah,
I'm not missing up our chance here, so I'm slowing down. Yeah. He's going ahead.
But. Yeah. So when that race started, Mega and I both swapped over to your stream, and we started streaming you live racing, and we were just watching your face do this. And as Story's bumping you, we saw your face go from to.
Like, yeah, you did the slightest, like, you son of a bitch, you touched me.
It was the most, the scariest,
in the moment, like, you don't
sweatiest
think
face.
About it. Like,
yes.
Like,
everyone's
it,
just
fall
trying
out,
to do the best they can.
You gave the Story, I am going to kill you, stop, face. And then Story just, like, kind of.
Story's like, oh, yeah.
I'm the mama bear, SRL is my baby bear. You don't get between the mama bear and the baby bear, but that's it's
all. All I got to say is I didn't make it through the qualifiers for our team, but I really think, you know, if it had been on Xbox and I had my own Sparrow and any good gear for racing, it might have been a different story, all right? I didn't have I'm the only one who can't roll up on a Swift River. I got no chance at keeping up, all right? That's all I'm saying. You have
Sorry,
a statistical
fam.
Advantage.
We'll have to decide. We'll have to see if that's the case sometime.
No. I mean, I have no doubt that Fallout and Bones would still have beaten me, but I was like, the three others, the people who I didn't expect to win the race, Story, Link, and me, in the qualifier were like, all within a second of each other at the end.
No,
so I feel like I could have at least made it to the dream team, the squad.
next time.
It was actually really fun with you guys doing sort of like your own commentary.
Yes.
It was kind of like nice chatter to keep me like a second or like a tad bit less stressed. Not that I was that stressed
there
about the SRL
chatter.
Portion.
We
were kind of
showering
nice.
You with praise.
It just kind of like let me fall into the zone, and I just sort of like... Yeah.
Bones, you can call me anytime you're playing, and I'll just talk in your ear. All right,
set the phone down on my desk and put it on speaker. Go ahead.
My tummy hurts. I'm trying to go to bed.
I'll narrate compliments to go with you guys' lives anytime.
It's just you two talking about wrestling, and then we'll just leave it off to the side playing, and
I can do that.
Drift off to sleep.
Speaking of,
so that was SRL, and that was fun.
It was SRL
for me, and. Next was Control. Ooh, that was a good one.
Yes.
That was a good one.
They picked Asylum, which I think is a great Control map. I know a lot of people don't care for it. I really enjoy it for
it's
a
tough.
Control map. I think it's very straightforward. You know, you got the two territories on either spawn side. You got B up by the middle top stair. And, man, that was a really close game. They had the lead, I want to say, for like 50% of the game. Mm-hmm. And then again, once we got... They did a good job adapting. They did a really good job adapting. Because at that point in the series, we were up. We had declared the sword hilt game a tie. Because it was like, score was really close. We cut it short because of the massive goddamn donation, which was great.
Yeah, we had an issue before in it, too, where like Tef got kicked out. So we were like, a lot of shenanigans.
We had to stop.
Just call it a tie.
So they had won Clash. We had won Supremacy and SRL. So we were up 2-1. And if we had won here, it would have been donezo. So
would have been the end, yeah.
Yeah, so they were up, and then we started to get that momentum. But they, again, had adapted. They picked up Bubble Titans because we had been using it to great effect.
That was maybe my favorite moment of the day was I think it was Trav giving us a little bit of trash talk about our lineup for the day, saying we've been using the same strat.
Yeah.
And our strat was particularly powerful, and we got some guff for that. And then we drop into Control, and look who switched to two Bubble Titans, but
both
DCP.
Of their Titans magically switched to Bubble.
Oh, and suddenly
it's all fun and games until you play to win, isn't it, boys and girls? But yeah, so they did a good job adapting because, again, you know, great strategy on fucking paper, and especially in Control, the effectiveness of the bubble.
Mm-hmm.
You just can't ignore the power. So they picked it up.
I honestly like that. I want to talk a little bit about the bubble, what we did all day.
Yes.
I've talked about this
on Crucible Radio, and there's people who just dislike it, especially in fours, because in fours, it's hella powerful. You get one storm on your team, cleans up the rest of the team. So what happens is bubble charges the fastest. If you got the perk set up, that's the fastest super on the board. So you get that bubble, pop it immediately, drop two orbs, hopefully a Stormcaller with Electrostatic Mind is right about there on a super. As soon as he gets a super, you pop that and you push out with Blessing of Light. So you've got extra armor in your super, and you just try to kill as many people, and everyone pushes out. So it's basically like, it's like a little bit of an overcharge for everyone to just make pushes. And that is really exciting. And I really like watching it. I know it's really tough to counter, especially in the 4v4 tournament level play. I mean, I don't think that's where we were yesterday. There's quite a, you know, great players on the board, but it's a different story. Yeah. I like it though, because it has those like plays moments. You know, it's not just a single body flying at B for half of the match, you know, like one person get a kill, next person get a kill, and then that's how every control game goes in pubs and stuff like that. I love the bubble strat because you got to work together, and it doesn't work if you're not popping it for everyone to get those orbs. If you're on your own and you just give it and you're like, oh, I didn't give anyone orbs or blessing, it doesn't work. Yeah. So it's really fun to watch the team sort of like move in packs, gather together, go take a zone here while the other team has to either attack it or back off. I thought it made for a really fun game.
As for the strat, I want to say I think it was a particularly great move for us to sort of deal with weaker links on the team, so to speak. to still have a role, like people like me who are not, I'm not good at this game. I'm not good at killing mans, but it still provides me with something I can do as a support player.
Well, we always say that maybe Sunsingers and Defenders are the support classes, which in Destiny is not as true. You know, it's not quite Overwatch level of support.
No. Yeah.
But in this case, and with this style and loadout, you really kind of are. For the first time, you're saying, like, it's my job to give orbs and give blessing. And I like that. It gives people roles and stuff, and as opposed to everyone use the same gun and try to kill as many people as you can.
Yeah.
Do that. Go.
Hey. And, you know, as the other Defender Titan on the team, it was a really interesting experience. I don't generally play Defender. Generally in the Crucible, I play Stormcaller. So it was a lot to, over the past couple of weeks when we've been trying to get prepared for this, it was a lot to get used to. And I found myself trying to play the support role and staying back when usually I'm first in the fight right up in people's faces.
Yep.
And it was really hard to control my urges to want to skate forward and just get into the middle of battle and be like, oh, wait, no, I have a bubble. I need to stay way back there, pop it so that they can get their stuff and move in. So, you know, overall, it was a really good experience. And with them picking Asylum, I thought that was a really interesting choice, a dangerous one, because that's such a close-range map. You can really get screwed by a Stormcaller with a Blessing buff, a Blessing buff on them. So with the way they handled that, by splitting their team up appropriately and dropping, there were points in the match where they were dropping double bubble on both C and B. And like double capping from us, I was like, "Bravo!"
And one of our bubbles would drop on top of theirs, and it would
whose
bubble was me? Which bubble is this? Was me dropping double bubble?
And it was
a really interesting match.
And big credit to Link and Mega who did run bubble. And you know, there's very few bubble mains out there in the world, and it's a tough subclass because the neutral game is not great. Suppressors can be really fun. They can have some really good moments, but they're not a instant kill grenade like many are.
Yeah.
And the melee doesn't do that extra damage. If you have the charge, you get the shield, great. But you have to have them pretty weak before the melee kills. So it's a really tough neutral game. So that's a tough class to play.
You guys
played it really well.
I don't main it at all, but I was happy to get, like, I think on the Supremacy match, I got like 3 suppressions out of
Supremacy. That was like, yes.
Yeah.
Oh boy. Yeah.
And then, so they had the lead in that for a long time. We did make a comeback, and then in the last 2 minutes, they retook control.
Yep.
Didn't give it up, and they took that.
No.
So now it's 2-2. So everything was going according to the script that Pope Bear had sent us the day before.
Yeah.
So it was going great.
We play by the script.
And everyone was super like, oh, God, it's so intense.
Yeah.
Because the matches were just crazy close the whole time. And
they
were like, oh, how about we do this for a tiebreaker? We do 5v5 elimination. And as soon as they brought that up, I was like, we're in fucking trouble.
Yeah. But we didn't practice this. Oh no.
Because we didn't practice. I mean, I do trials carries, but you can ask Bones. I hate elimination. I don't like elimination at all. I fucking hate it. Yeah. Even though I do trials carries, but I don't like it. So they were like, yeah, let's do that. I was like, yeah, sure.
I was literally thinking on Friday night when we were doing a little practice and stuff, and I was looking at the schedule. I was like, okay, what game modes are we playing? I was like,
yeah,
I'm glad trials didn't sneak its way in here somehow. Yeah. And I think it was immediately, you know, eliminated because it was obviously a 5v5, and we're like, yeah, no. But I just really didn't want that to happen. Yeah. And I was happy that unexpected. It wasn't. And then it was good that we had something different to do for the tiebreaker, but yeah.
Because we didn't expect, it was just supposed to be 5 games. We didn't expect that we were going to end one game preemptively in a tie.
Yeah.
Because of a fucking $10,000
elimination. Oh. Again,
it was totally, we were like, what should we do? It was like, yeah. Oh, 5v5 elimination. I was like, all right.
No.
What map? You know, what map are we going to pick? Bannerfall. Of
Bannerfall.
Course.
We call that one.
Bannerfall. Yeah. Like, we all play close range. Let's play on Bannerfall.
I don't want to sound super salty, but I think you should never have 5v5 elimination.
It was interesting.
Not a great game mode.
I had never done it before. It was interesting. Yeah. I think we probably should have gotten more aggressive.
We should have pushed. We should have pushed rather than a little bit.
But I mean, like, again, fucking game type completely out of left field. Yeah. No one prepared for it. But they played well. So again,
they did.
Everybody had a goddamn fun time. Yeah. GG's to DCP.
Yeah.
Well, exactly. So awesome.
Well played.
Well played all around. Super close games. And we raised so much money.
Over $18,000.
Yeah. $18,000 for the kids. Everyone's
and it all
crazy.
Went to St. Jude's Children's Hospital. And it was all part of the Guardian Con cause. Mm-hmm. And obviously, you've heard of that from Broman and Goth and Kevin and stuff like that. So it was really cool for them to sort
good
of
stuff.
Make it part of that. And, you know, if you just think about the total of what Guardian Con and everyone who helps out with that and what just the Destiny community has done in general, the total amount of donations that have gone towards amazing good causes will boggle your mind, because it's above half a million, and it's cruising towards a million, and that's the most insane thing I can think of. And anyone I tell, when you know people, you know, we were joking earlier about our parents asking, but there, I did tell people after Saturday, and they're like, "You did what? You did that's amazing! Right, look, that's
a
what?
Video game?
Blown yeah, away. You do a podcast or blah blah blah? And you, wait, $20,000? I'm like, yeah, like, and that's that was like." That was like a small chunk of what we did last year for before Destiny Community Con, and it's happened frequently. It's not like this is the only other cause we've ever done as a community and stuff like that. Like, this is a regular occurrence, and that is beyond insane.
And you know what?
It's incredible.
We ain't done yet.
Not at all. Hey, 10-year game, baby. It's only year 3.
Ready for the next one. Yeah.
I want to say two things. One, going back to what Mega said earlier about how he felt, you know, helpful because he's like not a PvP player and he had a role and he had a job to do. Like, I want to say that going into a podcast showdown when you're not honest, like when you're not a PvP player at a foundation, you know what I mean? It's really fucking impressive. Because there's not a lot of people I know who focus on either PvE or Machinima or whatever who would even step up to the plate for some shit like that. You know what I mean? Man. Dude,
yeah,
for a guy who
and to play in front of an audience.
Absolutely. And for a guy who played his first ever game of Trials of Osiris like under 2 months ago.
Last Exit was the first map I ever played on.
Yeah. Like, Bones and I are from strong PvP backgrounds, and you guys play PvP, but like, I don't know. It takes fucking guts to play in a big thing like this when that's not your home. So, like, fucking hats off to everyone on the team for doing a fucking awesome job.
You are the
wings. It made me so happy.
Wings.
It made me so happy that all of us were communicating and trying to play on that level, because it is
great.
I'm like, I've said this in private. I've said this on this show. I say it all the time, but like, getting thrown in there is scary and you get your ass kicked.
Yeah.
It's like, but it helps you so much and it can be so fun and so eye-opening. Yeah. And I'm not talking about 5v5 podcast showdowns, but if you go into private matches with good players and you sweat and do all that. Like, I remember the first time I started doing that, and it was just like, you know, I'd gone flawless. I thought it was pretty good. I knew the meta. I researched it. I did a podcast about PvP. And then I was just like, you know what? I want to sweat. And I got against some good players, and it was just like a different game. I was playing a different form of Destiny, and it's so fun. And then you feel it immediately once you go into Crucible after that. You're like, oh, man, I'm playing faster now, and everyone's just kind of running around like crazy. It's just awesome, and I was so happy. I'm so proud of us for
So that's the one thing I wanted to say. And the second thing I wanted to say is that the real winner of the podcast showdown is me, because at Guardian Con, I get to shave Pope Bear's beard. Oh.
We blew past some stretch goals, and that was one of the things. Yeah. Dude, you get to shave a beard.
Instantaneously. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Somebody heard it.
It was like, okay, if we get a $500 donation, then, I think this is Pope talking, and he's like, then I'll shave my beard. And then literally, I think 1 minute later.
Yeah, we got it. Got someone jumps in. $500.
Oh my God.
And then as a joke, it was like, if we get another $500 donation, I was like, if we get another, then I'll take his beard that he shaves off and I'll put it on my face. And then 2 minutes later, we just got another $500 donation.
There you go.
So yeah, Guardian.
People really want to see you wear a beard.
So if you're at home listening to the show right now, if you are on the fence, if you are waffling about, should I go to Guardian Con? The answer is now a 100% concrete yes, because I'm going to shave Pope Bear's beard and put it on my face.
It's going to be mortifying.
It's going to be gross.
As someone who has shaved off a lot of beards in his life and knows just how gross it's going to look to see that loose hair on the ground, I feel so bad for you.
Oh, it's going to be absolutely nasty, and I'm going to
bring a towel.
Fucking love.
If I were Pope, I hope he's not listening and doesn't do this. I would go like a week without washing my beard.
Don't put that out there, man.
This is a family show.
Dude, it's going to be hilarious. I don't care if I have to do something stupid or embarrassing. It's just hilarious. And it's for a good cause. Who cares? Yes. For the kids.
Yeah. Why, and the fact that it was answered immediately.
Yeah.
Don't ever put a challenge out on the internet, because someone will answer.
If the fans are going to answer the call and the results are going to go to charity, I will do whatever. So it's going to be hilarious.
Oh, man.
Ugh. And that was the story of the showdown.
It was.
Yeah.
Good time.
One thing I want to say is next time, if we want to do a tiebreaker, just do Mayhem. I floated that idea in chat. Everyone seems to love it. I think having Mayhem would just be the perfect way to break a tie.
Yeah.
Do that.
I can't remember the last time I played Mayhem.
Exactly. That's why it'd be great.
It'll be once, and it'll be for that. It'll be for the showdown.
That was wonderful.
But right on. Great show, guys. It was a fantastic show.
Yes.
We really blew it out of the water.
Thanks to everybody who tuned in, who had a fun time
Pat,
watching,
DCP,
and who donated.
Amazing job.
Yep. Count it.
Can't wait for the next one.
Yeah.
We tried really hard to have Stories Red Bar take some games for us, but we just decided at the end, we were like, we should play
to
fair.
Just DDoS and use his packet loss to the advantage. I don't understand.
No, it's a different kind of lane.
I know. You refuse to just throttle your connection. I don't know why.
I know.
If we gave out like Mario Party medals, you know, like one person wins, but everyone gives out like a medal at the end of a Mario Party game, would be getting like dealing with the hardest lag. And it would have some like pun.
Oh, man, it was tough. It was tough, but it's like normally, like you know me and lag, like it would really put me on tilt and make me get really angry. But like, I don't care. Someone just donated 10 grand. Give me all the lag.
Yeah.
I'll have a bath like, in that lag
I think
right
we mentioned
now.
That. You know? I think we mentioned that on the stream. Like after that happened during the sword tilt match, I didn't care about the results of the rest of the game.
From that moment
on, I was like, "Holy crap, that's amazing!"
I'm just glad everybody had a fun time.
It was like it was cause, right? You know, you hear those famous stories of World War II where you've got the English and Americans on the front line and the Germans at the Christmas time, and they can hear the Christmas songs emanating over
fighting.
The no man's land, and then they just decide to club together and join and sing Christmas carols together. That's what happened on Anomaly. We joined together in a bubble and we danced and rejoiced among the massive 10K.
They decided
10K.
To climb up out of the trenches and dab real hard.
It was a beautiful moment. It was history right there.
Outstanding.
It was good stuff.
Yeah. All right. What else is there to talk about? Did anything else happen? Is Destiny dead? Nothing goes
yeah,
on,
Yeah, Rip.
Right?
When is the funeral for Destiny?
But wait, guys. No. We got a real update.
We have a real update.
An update
yes,
for the update.
We do.
Yes. Yeah. The next
a very
download.
Impressive sounding update, if I may say so. That's you know, it's a very impressive sounding update.
Yes. So I guess Bungie had tuned in to our last show because we were like, "Oh yeah, we're happy that there's something on the horizon."
Yes.
The story was like, "I can't believe I can't do a story impression." No. He said,
"I thought he was talking for a second.
Who was that?"
That they didn't announce the date. And now we have a vague-ish kind of date.
Vague-ish,
the download
yeah.
for Destiny Hotfix 2.5.0.2 yep. is scheduled for mid-February.
Yep.
Confirmed.
Yes.
Yep. Confirmed.
And it's going to have some sandbox changes,
yes.
some Crucible changes, and apparently some Clash changes.
That's
yeah,
the
which
thing.
Is what
That's
story
the
wanted.
Thing.
So.
Yeah,
That's
like
good.
That was. Yeah. I was really eager to find out whether Clash balancing was going to be talked about, and they really did keep that button lipped, didn't they, up until this one. So it was like, oh, thankfully now we've got, I mean, there's a whole shift potentially, a lot of things could like change, and there could be a really big shift in PvP, so like it's quite an exciting thing to know that it's coming, you know, and we have to get ready to adapt to the new meta and maybe enjoy some of the subclasses that we haven't been using as much because then maybe not as strong as they used to be or can't keep up with some of the other stuff out there. So, yeah, it's exciting times, really, if you're a PvP fan.
It's nice to you know, finally know that something's coming.
Yeah.
We have no idea what's coming, although we did get a little bit of a chat in about what they're looking to do with this. They gave us some goals.
Why don't you read them off in that hot voice?
It's been a minute since I've heard Link read some weekend update stuff.
Yeah. Right on. All right. Pull this thing up. Get my reading glasses. These are coming from senior designer Josh Hamrick. They talk about having some specific goals that they want to put in place for this sandbox update. Number one, they would like to promote alternatives and counters to shotguns. Now, that's a good start because they didn't say we would like to tone down the strength of shotguns, which is what I was afraid they were going to do with this.
Don't you do
I was
it.
Afraid that I was afraid they were going to take this and say, okay, we're going to give a blanket nerf to shotgun range again, and we're probably going to specifically nerf the Matador in general, either knocking down its impact or probably doing something like knocking down its magazine size from, I think it's at 5 right now to 4 or 3.
Mm-hmm.
So promoting other changes to other things to be able to counter shotguns is exactly what I want to hear from Buddy. Again, this is super vague. We don't have anything set in stone here, but I thought it was a good start. Number two, they would like to align potency of primary weapons with surgical changes. Surgical changes. What do you guys think that means?
Well, it's got to mean incredibly precise. You know, surgical, if you make a mistake, you're going to end up scratching someone's heart and they're dead. So this is emphasizing how important and how much effort has gone into testing these kind of things, I think. So, and it is like almost make or break time, because let's say, for example, they made a big mistake or they made something that wasn't tested as intensely as they'd like to test it, then that's not going to do... it's not going to have like positive ripples, you know. It's not going to bring people back. It's not going to keep people ticking over till the next major content update, if we get any at all. I think that was a very good word to drop in there that certainly gave me some reassurance and faith, for one, definitely.
Yeah, and it's also along the lines of what we've talked about in the past, where you can't just, you know, it's
Switch
not
a
dial you turn up, like, make hand cannons hit harder, do 90 damage. Like, that's not the solution. So now we're really looking forward to see what it means when they say surgical changes, like changing accuracy, stability, what have you. But it's not just going to be a this gun does more damage. So it's going to be interesting to see how that plays out with all the options.
Sure thing.
All right. Next up, they say they're going to be filing down a couple of issues from each class. I don't know about you guys, but I'm incredibly scared that means my Shocky Touch is going to be getting looked at a little bit.
Yeah.
And I don't like that.
The first thing I thought of when I read that, I was like, skip grenades. If I had to put
I thought it meant weapon class.
Mm. Skip grenades. They're gonna do something. If I was a gambling man and we were at a casino right now and it was like, I would push all my chips right onto that button.
I would.
How do you feel about skip grenades in general? Do you think they track a little bit too much?
I mean, I don't know. They're annoying, but annoying doesn't
yeah,
mean
they are.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Annoying and game breaking are two really different things.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely. So. And I don't know, like.
But this is Destiny. We care more about it. We care more about annoying.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. There's not much, personally, there's not much class-wise that I find, like, annoying, apart from the things that don't work the way they're intended, you know, like a Blade Dancer, Super, you know, that kind of thing, or, I don't know, is there anything else that's, like, doesn't really work as well as it should, but nothing bothers me.
Sunsingers
maybe, yeah. But like,
right,
there's
but,
nothing.
But Sunsingers mechanically do what they're supposed to do. That's, right now. Yeah. So it's a really fine line to walk of just like, is this doing something that feels wrong?
Yeah.
Should it not do this, or is it just, you know, very strong or a little on the weak side?
Yeah.
Because after two and a half years, things are functioning fairly well. There's not a thing that just seems like, I don't know. I don't like how that mechanically, how that works mechanically.
Nothing really so bothers me class-wise, like to the point where I'm like, oh, no, that must be fixed. It's just, there's nothing there. Not even when I'm versus Stormcallers with, you know, really long melees. I'm just one of those people that it doesn't really bother, you know, that much.
Yeah.
The only thing that is Blade Dancer, I just want that super to be just a little bit more effective and a little bit less glitchy. That's about it, man. It's like something that doesn't appear to work the way that it was intended to work or needs a bit of love. And that's it, really. Weapons,
I wonder if that falls into the whole melee issue.
Yeah, possibly.
There
yeah.
was that specific melee fix a while back in year two.
Yeah.
And that was huge. That made such a difference.
It helped,
but I still get the occasional, like, you hear the sound on your Titan or on my Warlock even yesterday, where you hear it, but it doesn't register the melee charge or something like that. And that's just, you know, I don't even know, net code, some weird word for how our internet works.
Yeah.
But I wonder if that's maybe hurting the Blade Dancer quite a bit.
It was definitely improved upon, wasn't it, when we had that?
Oh, yeah.
You know,
oh, yes.
By a lot.
Yeah,
that was
improved
one of the best changes they made. Like, really underrated change. It was very good.
Blade Dancer swinging at you, and you're like, ah, yes. A cool breeze.
What was that?
Yes. Hand me off.
Did someone open the door?
My Warlock, too hot. Breeze.
Goddamn.
You guys think they're going to touch Juggernaut at all?
No, I why? You know,
you know, it's so hilarious.
That's my opinion.
Why? So many people are like, "What do you mean? Why? It's the worst thing ever."
Do you remember it's my favorite ago, topic. That was the number one hot button issue in the community. Mm-hmm. Everybody was complaining about Juggernaut Shield for like a month, and then where did it go?
To counter it,
and then people started playing better.
Countered it,
Like, I haven't heard anyone complain about Juggernaut.
No, it's that hubbub has died down, you know. There's plenty out there. I mean, I think a lot of the complaints that still surface every now and again seem to be very centric around three people running the same subclass. Oh, no, three Nightstalkers, three Stormcallers, three Striker Titans. And it's like, well, yeah, that can be a very powerful mix when you're going up of three of the same thing in, say, Trials, for example. But, like, in just general PvP, those kind of complaints do seem to have just dispersed.
People don't care about Juggernaut as much anymore. Everyone just cares about Scories. That's the only thing I hear.
I think that's
above a door and bait a Juggernaut in and
it's
just
hilarious,
have them charge
dude.
And then jump and just be like,
bam. Get some.
That happens.
You're done. Olay.
Olay.
It's the best.
Well,
all right,
moving on to number 4. They say they're going to fix some issues with a sampler platter of exotics.
Yes.
Now, this one interested me because there's a lot of exotics out there that could use a little bit of a look.
Yeah.
Yes,
you guys got
like
anything
50.
In mind?
The knucklehead. I feel like the knucklehead radar needs to do something, but that's just me. The knucklehead is like
Mega. Shut up! Poor no
knucklehead. Poor knucklehead radar.
Knucklehead.
Oh,
there's so many things that do what that thing does better.
There's an artifact for that now.
I know. That's why I'm like, what the hell's the point of this exotic? Why does it exist?
Or God, what is that horrible Titan mask? The Striker Titan mask. The stone face thing.
Oh yeah. The warrior.
The Eternal Warrior. That helmet is straight garbage. I wouldn't even use that as a doorstop in my apartment. I don't know what to tell you.
I would. It looks pretty, pretty. I'd use it as a doorstop.
It's spooky. Sure, but why would you ever put it on? Yeah. It's a waste of an Exotic.
Isn't that the same thing with somebody's face when they're in the menu? The Warlock space helmet.
Yeah, and they come out of their screen, and you're like right there with the face. They're like, ah!
Straight out of JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. But speaking of garbage helmets, the Astrocyte Verse.
Yeah, there's
an amazing looking helmet that is garbage. Well,
I think that that one's a bit of an anomaly, that one, because like if it had its original perk, which was to reduce the cooldown of Blink, because there's still a lot of confusion about what Astrocyte Verse actually is supposed to do.
Yeah.
In Taken King, when it was in the database, it was supposed to have a reduced cooldown on Blink, but that was like seriously powerful stuff. And a further blinking distance as well.
One blink.
Yeah. Awesome. So not only would you be able to blink more often, you'd be able to blink further as well. And I think the reason why that wasn't released there and then was because, like, oh, that's going to be super powerful. So they changed that for Rise of Iron, and it was now recovery. You get a slightly faster recovery on Blink. There's a big confusion over what that perk actually does and how it changed. And it is really marginal. It is actually quite a tricky thing to get to proc, because you have to blink at exactly the right time to get the accelerated recovery. And even then, it's like, how is this going to help me, and why would I use that in my exotic slot? And it's a shame, because it looks like one of the best exotics ever.
Cool, it's super pretty.
Yeah, it's like so impressive.
Galaxy in your face.
Yeah, man.
I spent some time in a private match with a friend shooting me, and I said, just shoot me and let me blink and try to make this do anything. And it is so impractical that I couldn't imagine wearing it.
Yeah.
Like there, yeah, and to put on blink and get the hit to recovery to begin with, It's almost like counterintuitive that it gives you more. It's like that's just so not worth it just to be able to blink
in before. Yeah, there's some YouTube comment about how they go flawless with because of that helmet every.
Oh yeah, or something. Your theory is wrong because I used this one time and it worked.
I did a video on it. Like I tested the thing for like a whole day. And I did a video on it, like describing exactly what it does now to the best of my ability. And I still get comments on it saying, you're a dickhead. You don't understand. It was supposed to farther blink, more blink. I've tested this. It works. And I'm like,
wrong.
Hashtag YouTube life.
You guys mentioned armor right away. I'm skeptical if we have any changes to exotic armor.
Really?
I hope so. But I think like I'm so much more interested in the weapons. So many, and they don't have to be necessarily strong. And like they've said, the philosophy behind an exotic is that it gives you a different way to play. It's not going to give you the better way to play. But when you change an exotic so slightly, it can have more of an effect because they all have identities.
Yeah.
And I'd love a mix up in exotic weapons and to have some that work a little better. You know, I want my Monte Carlo to hit a little harder.
Yes.
I want Red Death to be a viable thing in the Crucible, or Bad Juju, my old favorite. There's so many exotic weapons that I'd love to see get more action. And that's just like... Look, I'm not going to lie to myself
around the bush.
I don't think that'll ever come back. But exactly. Yeah. It's just like there's so many weapons, and I can look at my item manager and think, I haven't touched that in months because it doesn't do much. Or like the Kvostov. Let me kill someone with Kvostov in the Crucible and not have it be an immense amount of work. So I'm really interested to see if they do anything specific to those guns, but if the general primary secondary weapon changes, let one of those kind of rise up. Pun not intended.
Rise up, a Crucible.
Rise up. But like,
buff whatever. Don't
break out.
Apologize.
Bungie's new philosophy.
Yeah.
I want to use Necrochasm, that's all I'm saying.
Yeah, Necrochasm, there's one that really does
It was good
Necrochasm.
For all of a month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it just got knocked right back down.
Yeah. And that's a pretty hard gun to get. You know,
it is.
That is a very hard gun to get, because that Crux of Crota is tremendously rare.
Yeah.
Yeah, some people here might not even have it at all, or maybe have never used it. I mean, I don't know who that would be. Some people maybe decided it wasn't worth the hassle to get it. I don't know.
Yeah. It's not.
You're right. It's not. You made the right decision.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, Link, what's the last goal?
All right, and goal number 5 is supporting adjustments to special ammunition. Now, I found this one interesting because this has been an ever-going battle since Destiny started. Bungie trying to figure out what they want to do with special ammo. I'm guessing as it relates to Crucible.
Mm-hmm. Makes me so
nervous.
You
guys think they're going to... you think they're going to knock it down again?
I don't want them to. I don't want them to.
It's a weird one, isn't it? Because like, that's the only available option to actually reduce the amount of special ammo. It's not like they're going to increase it, are they? You know? So it's like
everyone spawns in with a pack on their back. Big green trunk of ammo, and you just run around with this huge refrigerator.
Every single gun now works like Icebreaker, and they just constantly reload ammo.
I can see the patch notes now. Fixed an issue in which specials were not primaries. giving you ammo.
Nothing like the patch notes and containing some dank memes to make people go crazy.
Dank mayonnaise.
That would be the only thing that they could possibly entertain the idea of. I mean, we have no idea. It could be like a 0.1% nerf to the amount of ammo you could carry, or maybe the timer on the special ammo is increased or something like that. You know, it could be a really marginal change, but that sentence means something is going to happen. Otherwise, they'd have kept close-lipped about it. So that we have to expect
or they'd
something.
Phrase it differently.
Yeah. But I'm kind of excited about that as well, though, because I know Bungie have always been very reluctant to do much in the way of like either reducing or changing the special ammo. In fact, the boldest change they ever made was when they when you spawned in with Trials, you spawned in with no special at all. But that was very quickly hotfixed, wasn't it? Like, that was very quickly changed.
They changed it back. Yeah.
So I'm interested to see what that is, to be honest. And I'm a primary guy, even though I fully support now that Destiny is a very class ability based game, and I enjoy that and I support that. But I like my primary, so I'm interested. I want to see what's going on with that. Yeah.
Well, like my mother tells me, I am special. So I really hope that they don't tweak it too much. You know, I mean, I kind of like. A lot of people think that special ammo makes the game too chaotic, too crazy. But I like it crazy. You know what I mean? I like it fast-paced.
That's where it's unique.
Those are the fun plays.
Yeah.
Those are the fun plays, is mowing people down, baiting shotguns, hitting snipes, hitting triple kills and stuff. Like, all of that comes from special ammo, and we don't want it to be the only thing happening, because then it kind of ruins the fun of that. But for it to go away or to be too infrequent is just... Yeah. It's a bummer if I think about that.
Yeah.
Then that's why I don't snipe as much, because it's just going into 6v6 with a sniper. I'm gonna get like 2 shots and be like, okay.
It's already quite sniping is that the ammo is quite. No, I wouldn't say scarce, but it's like you have to really pick.
It's not plentiful.
No, it's not.
Yeah. Well, it's about the efficiency of each gun. A shotgun is incredibly efficient with special ammo, and it's why it's a great choice right now. A sniper. You know, they're not impossible to use. All the changes to look speed, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. People still hit their shots, but they're going to miss more, and they get 4 rounds of box. You maybe hit 2 and you miss 2 and you're back to scrounging, and you're out of the game trying to get a box, and it just, it throws you off. So it doesn't make for good game flow, and it doesn't give you your power weapon to control the people who are going to attack you with all their special ammo.
Mm-hmm. I'm still really sore about the massive capacity nerf to longbow. You know, I was grinding my heart out for longbow
so small
for so long, and I got one the day before they nerf it. That was when I finally dropped. And like, you know, the first time I used it in Crucible was like they'd already nerfed it, and I went to go and pick up some ammo, and I'm like, what? What? No! No! So
none for you.
I'm hoping that snipers come back again to a degree, and I'm really hoping the longbow gets some love. But
that would be nice.
Yeah, man. I agree. I've got like a collection of them now. That I've got one for Sunday best. You know.
Even so as
in my wildest dreams, I would love to be a good sniper, even though, you know, I'm not good at anything in this game, but that's the thing I wish I was good at.
No,
so,
you tell
right
a lie,
now, my only choice to practice is to use, like, Queen Breakers or No Land, because then I'll have ammo for all the shots yeah. that I miss. Yeah. Like, it's just kind of rough for me, because I want to get better at it, but there's no real good option to practice currently.
I've hung up my Queen Breakers bow for good after the showdown.
R.I.P.
It's
Rip.
The
Everybody
worst
press
F thing ever.
Respect. When, for stories, Queenie.
Yeah, it's hung up. Like, it's just, if it's a great weapon, it's a lot of fun, but if there is, like, that kind of degree of latency for you, it is just awful. It's the most awful mm-hmm. thing ever. And, yeah, a sniper or a shotgun is going to do you a lot more, but it doesn't stop the gun from being fun. And if you've got a good connection and a good lobby, go ham, man. It's loads of fun. Mm-hmm. But, Scott, you're in Rumble. Every time I log on now, you're in Rumble. Honing your
got a new
skills,
Rumble
man.
Pony.
Yeah. Dude, we're
I'm yeah. getting ready for the next showdown. I will not. We will not lose the next one. I will not be the reason. I will not be the weak link on this team anymore.
He's got a tattoo across his chest written yes. backwards. So when he looks in the mirror, it says, Never again.
Never again.
And it's just got Tef's face underneath it.
That way you never need to ask.
I shaved my chest hair into the beard. I had them not include the beard.
That's fucking incredible.
Sculpt it, yes.
Good lord.
Was there anything else in the update, or do you want to move on to some questions from the...
I'm just getting nervous about it, so I don't want to talk about it anymore. I need the patch notes. And
I'm just starting to spook ourselves.
Go to your happy place. Shotguns matter.
It's
matter.
Not that far away,
hopefully coming
though.
Out sometime mid-February.
Gentlemen, a couple of weeks, you know.
Final
round. We're going to be getting a Bungie ride-along for it at some point in time. They talked about having a live stream, and it's hopefully coming out mid-February. That's all we have.
If they're doing a stream for this, they got to be doing some changes.
I reckon this is why it's been so, like, I wouldn't say, well, late is a good actual word for it. But, like, I think that I'm confident that
it's
things
fair.
Have been worked on this. I think that
this could really turn into a very different Crucible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A
with
better
the
Crucible.
Amount of time that they're put into making it how they want it to mm-hmm. be when they ship it and doing the stream. We had Grant McKay and Greg on Crucible Radio a long time ago, but the thing that stood out to me from that conversation was that they always want more time, and sometimes mm-hmm. and this is like hard for anyone to hear who's like, it's been 130 days since the last patch. This is really hard to hear, but they're like always like, give us another week to do the balance, and they're like, we gotta push it, you know. Yeah. And so like they've hopefully got that time they want. They always want more time. So I'm very, very curious for this patch in particular, because I know that if they could pause time and work on it, they'd spend 5 years perfecting it. But
if I could,
this will be the last one.
I'm very curious.
If
it's probably going to be the last one before
the last
Destiny 2.
Weapons
it
could be class and, balancing patch. So that I think
that's like wow.
Yeah.
It's
sad.
Hard to say. It's hard to.
When was
it's
the last time that they had a Crucible specific ride along? Like, it was a while ago. I think was it the time when they announced the sniper changes?
They did the April update one because Noosk was on to talk about guns, and they had Grant on to talk about warlocks, which was quite the fun time. But yeah, that was you know premiering the new Prison of Elders, and we got to look at the new guns for that and stuff. But
so
long time ago.
Boys, it's been a minute.
We have a bit of a oops moment here, because I am scrolling through the Planet Destiny Twitter.
Yeah.
And a question tweet I cannot find.
Oh no.
Rip.
What are we going to do?
Well, I mean, chat's going crazy. Yeah. We could probably pull something from
there. Find some chats.
So get some questions going in the chat and we will answer them.
Yes, we will.
Maybe.
Oh, okay. All right, we got one. Frost Diaz, what's up, subscriber?
Hey.
Would you guys like armor piercer rounds to go through Jug Shield? This is a straight suggestion. That's interesting.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Because, all right, so armor piercing would be on a where do they show up on primaries these days? I don't know what guns roll with them, but I think snipers immediately.
LDR. I think they show up on some pulse rifles. I feel like I have some that have.
Yeah.
Maybe scout rifles.
So I think of the old vendor LDR when you can just shoot through the walls on rusted lands and get kills, which is hilarious. The wall bangers. But if I'm thinking about that, you know, I wouldn't want it. I don't think it would totally neutralize the jug shield, but maybe if it did half damage, you know, but it still got through the shield and sort of slowed their approach or weakened them a little bit by the time they get to you and you take out your shotgun. But I find that really interesting because you would have to sacrifice a pretty good perk on a sniper if you wanted to snipe through a jug shield. You'd have to sacrifice quick draw or snapshot, which are the ways to go these days. Yeah. But, I mean, we were just talking about it when a team in trials is stacking their loadouts with the same thing. And if you've got a bunch of jugs charging you, that might be a good option. I kind of like that.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I like it.
Having that as a way to partially bypass a juggernaut shield, I think it's a good idea.
Yeah, and the perk at the moment, it doesn't really do a fat lot. So it's one of those extraneous perks. So
that's a good point. Mm. It doesn't do it. Anything.
Yes, so, you know, it'll have relevance again. Yeah.
I like that. Yeah, at least to give that perk something to a reason to not shard a gun if that's one of the, the middle slots, you know. I like that.
I like it too. I think that's interesting.
Mega Magwitch asks, did Fallout die?
He's got his viz. He's got his blade dancer on. He's taking a knee.
Yeah.
He's got his viz.
Oh, poor Fallout. He gone. All right. Questions.
Oh, we got so many.
My
Shadow Golem says, just want to tell you all I appreciate you all. Well, thank you, Shadow.
Aw.
Thanks, man.
It's not a question, man. But I appreciate it.
Yeah, I mean, that's fine. I have a question for him. Why are you so great?
What's the deal, man?
Yeah.
We have a little look.
I got one from Lazy Summer Stone.
Yo,
says,
what's up,
will
Lazy?
They do a public beta for Destiny 2? What if it's September beta, December final release? That's interesting because I want them to do a Destiny beta. I don't know if they will. Destiny, with the previous beta and the alpha, it was a brand new franchise. It was something, it really a kind of first-person shooter that had never really been tested before. And now, this is a game that's been proven successful for far longer than a lot of other games in the first-person shooter branch can really hold out. Destiny is an incredibly popular game. And it stayed incredibly popular far longer than most other shooters do.
Record capacity. And I feel like record capacity of gaming.
Like, somebody did a tally of the number of players who were in trials, I think, last weekend. And fair notice here, it was the lowest number of players that have ever participated in trials. That number was still like 216,000 players.
Yeah, it only makes sense because the game's been around for a minute.
For that's almost 3 years now. But I would love it if there was a Destiny 2 beta. I think if there was, it would be announced at E3. Probably.
That really kind of depends on what kind of game we're getting because there's this the mystery of are we taking our characters and just moving on? Is it more? Or is this going to be a new thing we buy? Is it how different is it? Mm-hmm. Because if it's like, I mean, I expect difference, obviously. I'm not saying it's the next Rise of Iron, but, you know, what kind of game is it? Does it need a beta? Yeah. How different is it from Destiny? And I think that could be fairly telling if they do announce a beta. Yeah. That'd be
interesting. I guess I just assumed that there'd be a beta because, like, Halo 3 and Halo Reach both had betas, and those were later entries also by Bungie. So I guess I'm just, like, used to them doing betas. But you're right about it. Like, they only really need to do it if there's some sort of major-ish change.
And at the same time, betas these days are as much a promotional tool as they are.
Basically demos.
Yeah. I mean, they are all about...
It's basically a demo.
...the sales. And it's smart. It makes me play some betas. But, I mean, that's the industry these days.
I mean, just from a development perspective, testing new systems, new net codes, new ways of doing things, whether it be matchmaking or just something that needs to be put out in the wild. So unless there's some really drastic changes to the integral system, then it might not be so beneficial for them, like as a company yeah. standpoint, you know. So I wouldn't be surprised if there wasn't one, to be fair. I mean, there's all this hubbub about will Destiny 2 come out on PC. There's a lot of rumors going on about that, and mm-hmm. I'm pretty doubtful that it will ever make it to PC. I'll eat my hat if yeah. I see it.
Yeah.
But PC games.
Somebody record a clip of that.
Yeah, yeah. You can.
Donate $1,000 to St. Jude's and yeah. Story will
I will eat my hat.
Put a little hot sauce on.
Just not this one, okay? This is my lucky hat.
Not the favorite hat. You never eat the favorite hat.
No. I'll make a hat out of mashed potato and gravy. How's about that?
That sounds delicious and I like it.
As long as you wear it before you eat it. I'm done.
I'll do that. Wearable. That sounds all like good. Yeah. That sounds fine.
We're doing questions in the Twitch chat, are we?
Yeah,
yes,
man.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
How long did it take you to not grow your beard, Fallout?
all
my life, baby.
Yeah.
All my life.
There's a huge beard there. It's just invisible. You can't see it.
Yes. You can't see it.
Yeah.
It's actually
when I find out things like that Fallout's from like Brooklyn, I just expect him to be hardened and tough and have a, you know, a beard, but yeah, it's just it's just not how
one
it works.
One of those guys who walks around like, "Hey, I'm walking."
Exactly.
That's what I imagine Fallout.
Instead, he has an Idaho face, I'd say, you know.
Yeah,
that's just
what
he looks
like. I'm a doughy, soft-wristed bitch. I think I broke makeup.
That's just such an intense way.
I'm here to entertain you, buddy.
Yeah. Oh, I loved it. Thank you.
Should Trials Gauntlets have perks for picking up ammo crates faster? That's actually an interesting thought. A perk for picking up ammo crates faster. Would any of you put that on if you had the option to?
It depends. Yes. How faster?
Since Bones said yes, mm-hmm. I probably should have said yes. But no.
I love
stealing
it. I'd
like to change
it.
My answer.
I love just being like, I know I'm dying, and I could either go out fighting and shooting, or I could take this special
just
ammo
an
and
ass.
This other team doesn't get it. But that's not a Trials thing specifically, to be honest. That's more of like a sixes.
Yeah.
I like the concept of the perk. So I don't know if it needs to be on Trials. Yeah. That's what mm-hmm. I say.
Bones, when I do sweats with my brother, Bumpy Williams is a really funny guy.
He
does it so much, like intentionally going in. Even if he knows he's going to get mollywopped, he will dive in. Because if
just
you can,
skates right to the box.
Yeah, a lot of these maps that are the tournament favorite maps, you know, there's not a lot of specials. There's usually only like three crates. So mm-hmm. if you can lock down on the timer, you know, special pops up at 9 minutes on the timer for the first time in whatever 3v3 mode we're playing. If you can lock down all the specials, you really put the other team at a big disadvantage.
Yep.
So we start referring to it as a bumpy trade now, because he does it so often. Like, he's like, I'm doing it, fighting, going in, and he slides in, and he goes, yes, I got it! I got it!
We learned that Friday when we were trying to practice a little bit, and we, you know, Bumpy was on the other team, and we're on Burning Shrine, and it's sort of 7 minutes on the clock, and I'm like, hey, did
we get special?
Yeah, we were like, oh, my God.
He's one of the fastest Titans I've ever played, so it's just like, yeah, that makes sense. Makes sense that he just picks up all the boxes.
Yeah, I would like that if they put that on. Actually, I'm trying to think of what piece of armor I would be okay with having that perk on.
I mean, I could see it on Gauntlets. Have it sort of like raid gear, where it has an extra intrinsic perk. And just have that pulling special faster.
But I like the gauntlets with, because you either have the longer grenade range, which is good, or the quicker mm-hmm. melee, which I also like, and then you have the faster primary reload speed, or whatever reload speed. Mm-hmm. Which
it should
really
be a perk
like.
On transversive steps.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
On boots, yeah. Yeah.
And that's just the ammo machine. That's mm-hmm. the ammo machine.
I like that.
And it gives transversive steps a little more oomph in the Crucible, because they're more of like a raid thing now.
Yes.
You're not using that. Sure. Hey, if we would have had that crouch speed during the sword hilt challenge when we were all crouching around,
all right.
That would be amazing.
Oh,
I should have
come out now. Yep. The choo choo train coming on.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, Laughing Man is asking me, can I say Brisbane and Melbourne without butchering them? Did I do it?
No.
Apparently, I'm American, and it's not Brisbane and Melbourne. I know that.
Yeah.
Why?
How do you say them? Story. How do you?
Why isn't that?
It's Brisbane and Melbourne. You know, that's how I would say
Brisbane and Melbourne. That's kind of what I did, right? I think I did it right. That's how you say it in Australia, Fallout. You're from Brooklyn, all right? Get out of the way.
Now get out of here. You're bothering me.
Shut up. Fallout's podcast voice is very nice and smooth.
And then as soon as we stop,
great show, guys. Like,
great show. I'm like,
like, all right. Fallout, for a guy
from Brooklyn, you do the worst Brooklyn accent I've ever heard in my life.
I was trying to do an annoying voice, not a Brooklyn voice.
Okay, just annoying.
After the podcast, like, hey, good job, guys. You know, it's a great show.
Oh, you know that squeaker that you mute every time you get in a party? That's Fallout.
It's me.
It's really confusing when Fallout does trials carries because someone joins the party. And they're like, oh my god, there's a squeaker here. And then I'm like, they don't know what's happening.
Yeah.
It's Fallout.
One shot.
They don't realize.
On my orb. He's on my orb. Yeah, it sounds, it's like a my real voice. Hybrid between Tweety Bird and the Keebler Elves.
Oh, wow. There it is.
I don't know what
it's a good mix.
Keebler Elf sounds like.
It's a good mix. There's a lot of questions popping up about Scories in the chat and whether that's going to be addressed in the patch. Yeah. Like, if it is, what could possibly happen with it to try and get it a bit more, you know?
Right, here's the perfect idea on this show. A month ago. What was the idea?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I think it was.
Wait a minute. We had such a good concept.
This is what it was like.
The Scories, if you're charged and you're going to give supers, it slows you down.
Yeah, it gives you a debuff, so you have to be supporting.
It gives you the cement shoes.
Super, they can't just, you know, you guys can't run around and charge.
How do you slow someone down who's already camping in the back of the map? I don't understand.
Well, dude, if someone wants to be really slow and also in the back corner of the map, I will happily charge them.
The other one that we had was something like you'll only get... like the accelerated super buff if you're scoring points or if you're actually getting kills. You have to be like getting some kind of point, so you can't just sit. It was like a deterrent to be sitting in spawn and waiting for super energy. Mm-hmm. I think that's the only thing that really needs some kind of decrease.
Tie it to movement or something.
If you don't get a kill or any points on the board in like a 10-second window, Scories is just like, I'm not working anymore.
Yeah, or it's like a really slowed down decrease, something like that.
Yeah, those perks, it's like, all right, you've got this kill, so it's now active for the next 10 seconds. You can stack it.
Yeah. Like cool. Gunslinger's Trance, Chain of Woe, that kind of thing, yeah.
Yeah, if your Scory guy is just crushing it and... has a triple stack and is charging supers real fast, that could be scary.
I could see. I think that'd be a pretty good way to handle it. Have the person who has Scories on actually have to participate in order to give that super buff to everybody else. That's have it like a buff.
And we got a question in the Twitch chat saying about the subject of hurting Scories. Doesn't that ruin PvE? I think ruin is a really, really strong word. I mean, we killed Crota without memory of Scories. We can do anything.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's not going to
Spooky
ruin.
Crota.
Yeah.
And
the glitched one that follows you places.
And I'll just I'll be the tryhard, but PvE is just use the thing. Like, you adapt to PvE, it's solving a puzzle. Yeah. And once you solve a puzzle, there's no different way to solve it. And there can be faster ways to solve it, but like... it's not going to be destroyed. It's not going to not function.
Exactly.
But I understand why someone would say, Bones, shut up. The game has to be balanced on equal sides. But at the same time, like I can go into PvE and use whatever gun, and I'm still going to beat the level. You know what I mean?
And I don't mean to rib anybody, but like that's why I always kind of chuckle, just a mild chuckle, when someone's like, "Oh, dude, I got a god roll." PvE gun. I'm like, oh, did you? Yeah. What does it do? Shoot bullets? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, no, I feel that, and we're being like self-aware of that.
I have a really good friend.
PvE, but
I have a really good friend that every time I get like a really bad roll on a Luna or something like that, he's like, oh, well, it's good for PvE, Gary. if you watch your mates,
everything. Yeah.
So every time, like, oh, well, it's good for PvE, and I'm like, I don't care about a PvE roll. Like, this is a Luna. I want a PvP roll. God damn it.
It's just the thing you say to make someone not like be sad about their world.
It's the Destiny equivalent of you have a great personality.
My PvE guns have great personality.
Yes.
Well, question from Mr. Aries. Any future guests on the podcast planned?
At this moment, we'll be honest, no, but that's not going to be forever.
My mom will come on the show.
I would love to have Mama Bones on the show. But yeah, I think we didn't jump on the
Do it on Mother's Day
train
Bones. Do
right
it
away.
On Mother's Day.
Yeah.
Good idea. We didn't jump on that train right away just because when we kind of made this show, took over the show, whatever you want to say, whenever we made this show our own.
When we forced the old crew out mercilessly and took it over, as you know, as what happened behind the scenes.
A hostile
knife point. We sent Mega over at knife point. Like, get out of here.
We beat them in a non-streamed five-round crucible competition.
It was five rounds of elimination.
You have to start a new show.
It was basically a JV six stock. They didn't take a single kill.
But we're getting a little bit of a peek behind the curtain of production of how we do this show. And we wanted to just make sure that we knew what the hell we were doing and we actually had a good show that we could actually work with each other and just be able to entertain you without any interruptions or anything like that. So I think,
and we've learned that that doesn't work, so we're gonna get some guests.
Getting pretty into a good groove here, you know what I mean? I think we're doing a damn good job, and at some point in the future, if we're feeling it, you know, we can have some people on here and we can talk with folks from the community that you know and love. So stay tuned on that.
For sure, man.
Definitely with new stuff coming, you know, with new things where we can actually trade ideas with guys and girls who know what's going on and who can throw out awesome suggestions and things like that, too.
It's, maybe once
you don't
want to
hear,
closer.
Like, hey, did you like The Dawning?
Once we get some actual content on the horizon for Destiny 2, otherwise we're going to be sitting here with Ramble and be like, so pancakes
so you,
or waffles, buddy.
That's a great idea for a guest. Let's get Ramblin' on. Ramblin'. I vote for Ramblin'. Now.
I vote for Ramblin'.
I love him.
I'm down for that.
I just informally asked him. I was like, I have no authority to ask you this because it's not a one-man show. I was like, if we ever start doing
the
guest thing.
Take some charge.
Yeah.
I bestow that authority upon you.
The real conversation was like, I don't give a fuck what they say.
No, imagine if the four of us like vetoed that and then you had to go back to the guest and say, like, I'm sorry, I invited him before I confirmed and I have to say no now.
Mega said he was going to peep me with a garden hose.
If you try to invite one more fucking guest on this show, Fallout, I swear to God, when we get to Guardian Cod, I'm going to beat Pope's beard off of you. All right.
Holy hell, look at that. He looks so cute and cuddly and he comes out with that. Oh my god.
Great idea. I'd also like to have Holtzman on at some point.
Those guys, man, absolutely. Not all at once, but like one at a time for sure.
I don't know how that would happen.
Imagine that.
A 10-person
podcast. You'd have to hold up a thing when you want to talk.
Yeah. My turn. You know. My turn, please.
Who's got the talking pillow?
From Slaying Mantis. I'm not sure what the answer to this question is. I got to think about it a little more. But he says, what method are you going to use to adhere the beard to your face at Guardian Con?
Glue.
Spirit gum.
Yeah, let's not do
Get glue. Spirit gum. It's what you use to apply fake beards, and then it comes with a remover. It'll be fine.
Are you serious?
Yeah, that's what you... Spirit gum's
wow,
a thing,
okay.
Bro.
Spirit gum. I don't know. You're in high school.
That production background going on
the drama
there.
Circle in high school.
Look,
what is that? Oh, it's spirit gum or something. I don't know.
I'm sorry that I was a show choir kid, and I definitely hung out with the drama kids, so I know what spirit gum is. My father-in-law, I guess I can just say, like, directed plays for a living. That's what he does, so shit that I'm used to being around.
Cool, okay. Right? Well, yeah, that's what I'm going to do. That's what I'm doing.
Spirit. There it is.
Bring it on. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Wonderful.
Sorry, I answered that question too easily, too realistically.
No, good answer.
This is where my expertise comes in. This is spirit gum. Fake beer. This isn't real, guys. It's been a sham all along. every night before this podcast goes live, I'm God, get it on. Get on the beard.
Question from Zabamat. Best advice for a man struggling with crucible kills on the exotic sword quest?
Wait for mayhem or sword hilt to glory. I mean, that's pretty much all I can say.
Definitely wait for mayhem. That's probably the first thing I can say. It's going to be frustrating because mayhem is mayhem.
Yeah.
So there's going to be supers flying, but you're going to have a better chance to get those heavy kills.
Yeah.
Since heavy drops more often, people you kill will drop heavy. That's just a rough part.
It is.
It's just a rough part you have to push through.
I just sword hilted the entire thing. I was like, I don't care about my KD. It's already, it's done. Mm-hmm. Something's dead. It's buried. You don't have to worry about it dying.
That's a lost
battle. We don't have to exhume that.
Yeah. So just ran around entire matches with sword hilts. And you know what? It works if you're persistent, I guess.
Yeah.
And then you can get triple kills in sword hilt matches later in your life. That's all I can say.
You must become the master.